From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning. I'm Stephanie Martin, in for Rachel Miro. Firefighters are hoping the lighter winds forecast for today will help them get a handle on the 3,000-acre wildfire burning in the Santa Cruz Mountains. Fire officials say the blaze is only 15% surrounded. Firefighters and residents alike say they were caught off guard by the ferocity and the timing of the fire. As Kelly Wilkinson reports, this is still weeks before the official start of California's wildfire season.
Cutting a containment line around a raging wildfire is not something Captain Rocco Crisali expected to be doing in May, as he and a crew of firefighters from Santa Cruz County used chainsaws, picks, and shovels to cut through the thick woods in Santa Cruz Mountains. Crisali said it felt like a different time of year and a different part of the state.
Southern California has its Santa Ana winds, and we have these strong 45 to 50 mile an hour winds and worst possible set of circumstances sort of coalesce to start this conflagration.
That worst possible set of circumstances includes no real rain for months and no fog in these mountains between Gilroy and Santa Cruz. Jeff Terpstra with CAL FIRE explains.
Actually, it's an unusual fire even for the Santa Cruz area. The marine influence in Santa Cruz County tends to keep the fuel moisture very, very high. Let me get that right. And we're seeing fuel moistures that are very low for this time of year and also for this area. So this is a surprising fire. It's the access issues and the amount of fuel that we're seeing is making this a pretty complex fire.
Yesterday, local residents were less concerned with the fluky weather as they were with getting out of the way of the fire. Saskia Wright was one of the hundreds of locals who gathered in the tiny town of Coralitos, about 12 miles east of Santa Cruz. She said she and her family were calmly packing up their cars to evacuate. Then she said they heard the fire change direction.
That was the first time I'd ever seen my dad, like, actually really worried. So it really scared me because he had been so calm before, and I just really saw it in him, and it was terrifying.
For people like Wright and her family, it may be days before they know what happened to their homes. For the California Report, I'm Kelly Wilkinson in Coralitos.
State air regulators met in Fresno yesterday to discuss the health implications of breathing smoke and soot, not necessarily from wildfires, but from engines and dust in the nation's largest farm belt. They voted on a controversial new plan to reduce particle pollution. Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca reports.
The new rules affect tiny particles that burrow deep into the lungs. They're called PM2.5, and they're linked to heart attacks, cancer, and asthma. At yesterday's meeting, state scientists presented new data showing particle pollution causes up to 24,000 premature deaths a year in California. The Central Valley has some of the worst air pollution in the nation, and environmentalists here have criticized the local air board for dragging its feet on cleanup plans. Yesterday, state regulators voted to okay the district's latest plan, but tacked on some stronger safeguards. State Air Board Chair Mary Nichols.
They need to go back and tighten up on a number of these rules and do it faster than they would have done otherwise so that we can give people in the valley the assurance that this plan is really going to work.
The new rules are likely to double the number of winter no-burn days for fireplaces, and they regulate everything from hotel boilers to glass manufacturers. But the crux of the plan relies on a state regulation to reduce emissions from heavy-duty diesel trucks, and that hasn't yet passed. Some environmentalists remain skeptical that regulators will cut down on enough soot to meet the cleanup deadline of 2014. They say the only way to do that may be to stop farmers and industry from using polluting equipment on bad air days. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.
Senator John McCain made a campaign swing through California yesterday for the first time in months. The presumptive Republican presidential nominee started his day in Southern California and then headed to Silicon Valley, where he joined Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and prominent CEOs at an economic roundtable. McCain's message of free trade, immigration reform, and lower taxes for corporations resonated with Silicon Valley leaders, Juan Ha reports.
Senator John McCain joined a panel of Silicon Valley heavyweights, including John Chambers of Cisco and Meg Whitman, the former CEO of eBay. the executives took turns highlighting issues important to the Valley. And what came up again and again was that the pipeline for talented foreign engineers and scientists need to flow more if Silicon Valley is to remain the hub of innovation. McCain several times asked if tech leaders feared global competition, such as in this exchange with executive Vivek Ranadive.
You're not worried that India and or China is going to overtake us?
No, sir. I'm Indian and I say this, but in India all we've done up to this point is cost arbitrage. The innovation that takes place is happening right here in my backyard. And it'll continue to be so as long as we accept the world's smartest people.
53% of Silicon Valley's high-tech workers are foreign-born, and leaders at the roundtable stress that innovation might be crippled if they aren't able to hire talent from abroad. McCain offered few specifics or solutions, and he said he was there to just listen. But he did address the executive's concerns with a call for broad immigration reform.
It isn't just H-1B visas. Our agricultural sector here in California, I think the governor will tell you, they can't find workers as well. And we need a temporary agricultural worker program. We need the H-1B visas, and we need an orderly way for someone to be able to apply for citizenship in this country in a way that is a process that they can count on and trust.
McCain called it a failure on his part that the comprehensive immigration package he had backed last year didn't go through. He also put out a challenge to Silicon Valley. Innovate technology that will eliminate America's dependence on foreign oil, which he said was a drag on the national economy and an issue of national security. After the roundtable, McCain headed to a fundraiser hosted by Whitman. He then shuttled to Stockton, where a rally awaited him. For the California Report, I'm Juan Ha.
That's the California Report for Friday, May 23rd, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineers are Danny Bringer, Howard Gelman, and Seal Muller. The directors this week were Rory Gallagher and Mina Kim. Our interns are June Stinson, Ali Tabadabai, and Leanne Lucetta. The editors are Kat Snow and Dan Brecky. Victoria Molion is our producer. Ingrid Becker is the senior producer. Our news director is Bruce Kuhn. I'm Stephanie Martin. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Wesley Foundation for coverage of immigration issues throughout California, and the California Healthcare Foundation and Cal Hospital Compare, rating hospital quality in California. On the web at calhospitalcompare.org.